got 30 over there. I got 30 there. Give me 32.5. Now 35. I got 35 there. Give me 37.5. You're out again. 37.5 here. He'll get 40,000.
The sounds of the Tulsa State Fair, their market animal premium sale of top animals from the Junior Livestock Show for 2014. First animal, as it is the tradition, the grand champion steer being sold right out of the chute. Lauren Bilderback from the El Reno FFA chapter leading her steer, her main Angie, around the ring as you can hear the chant of the auctioneer.
Hold on, let's go. 37,500
LC Neal. Longtime Tulsa area businessman who's been so generous down through the years buying a lot of these market animals at the Tulsa State Fair from these young people, 4-H and FFA members. This year, an FFAer, LC Neal McDonald's, American Farmers and Ranchers, and Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, the consortium of buyers for that $37,500, up by a couple of thousand dollars from the steer price of the last couple of years. Meanwhile, other species, the Grand Champion selling the Grand Champion Bear a year ago only brought $7,500. This year, $12,500. It was shown by Delina Beard from El Reno FFA as well. Oklahoma Pork Council, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Ringmasters buying that particular barrel. The Grand Champion Market Lamb, shown by Emily Smith of Elk City FFA, bought by Murphy Brothers for $12,000. That was up from a year ago as well. Grand Champion Market Goat, shown by Jonas Stottlemyre from Luther FFA, bought by Expo Serve Ringmasters for $10,000. Again, up from a year ago, about even with that of 2 years ago. One unique wrinkle compared to other premium sales that you would normally attend in this part of the world, the broiler pen that is sold by the Tulsa State Fair as well. This year, Landon Harmon from the Perry FFA chapter had the Grand Champion broiler pen bought by Murphy Brothers. Murphy Brothers is the carny operator for the Tulsa State Fair, paying $5,000. That's down a little bit from a year ago. The last couple of years, in fact, have been trending down. The reserve Grand Champion broiler pen shown by Maddie Pitts from Woods County 4-H. Murphy Brothers bought that as well, $2,500. The other reserves, by the way, reserve Grand Champion steer, shown by Baylor Bonham from Newcastle FFA. He had the Grand Champion a year ago at Tulsa. This year, the reserve crossbred steer, and bought by LC Neal and Murphy Brothers together for $20,000. Reserve Grand Champion hog, shown by Colton Baber from Big Pasture FFA. Wilbro Engineering of Tulsa, $8,500 for that animal. Hunter Dugan from Tecumseh FFA, Reserve Grand Champion lamb, bought by Cherokee Pride Construction and AFR for $7,500. Bree Taylor, Reserve Grand Champion Market meat goat, bought by Murphy Brothers and Mark Andrus for $7,500 as well. The top animals at this year's Tulsa State Fair Livestock Auction, Junior Livestock Market Auction that was going yesterday afternoon. They moved it from the traditional time of Friday that's been for years and years and years. Had a better crowd, it looked like, this go-round, and trying to make it a little more easy for a lot of the business folks that they're trying to entice to come in and support the young people to enjoy the livestock show experience. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.